Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're going to get our hands dirty with a topic that's all about staying clean, sterile fields in nursing.
Absolutely.
We're talking about those meticulous setups in healthcare settings that are crucial for preventing infections. And to guide our exploration today, we've got not one, but two essential sources, sterile field notes and sterile field. They're basically the holy grails of keeping things squeaky clean in the medical world. So, expert speaker, are you ready to scrub in with me and dissect this fascinating topic?
I am totally ready. And believe me, this isn't just about memorizing a bunch of rules. It's about understanding the critical role that sterile fields play in keeping patients safe.
Totally. I mean, you see those scenes in medical dramas where everything's blue and everyone's super focused.
Yeah.
We're going to break down why those sterile fields are so vital, how they're set up, and all those do's and don'ts that keep patients safe.
It's like creating an invisible barrier around the patient.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's like building this invisible shield. Speaking of which, let's start with the basics. What exactly ISFs a sterile field? I mean, how do our sources define it?
Imagine you're about to perform a procedure. A sterile field is basically a designated area. It could be a table, a tray, even part of the patient that's been meticulously cleaned and prepped. The goal: to make it completely free of anything that could cause an infection. We're talking bacteria, viruses, fungi, the works. It's what both sources call surgically aseptic.
Surgically aseptic. So we're talking way cleaner than just wiping down a countertop at home.
Way cleaner. Think operating room level of clean. Everything in that space, from the instruments to the very air, has to meet these incredibly strict standards. And maintaining that level of sterility throughout a procedure, that's where the real school comes in.
Okay, I'm already feeling a little intimidated. So how do we even create this ultra-clean fortress? When I think sterile field, I immediately picture those classic blue drapes. But is that always the case?
You're on the right track. Those blue drapes are definitely a common sight, and sterile field tells us they're called, well, sterile drapes. But here's the thing. It's not as simple as just, like, tossing one on a table. We also have these amazing prepackaged sterile kits that come with all the tools you need for a specific procedure, all neatly organized and ready to go.
Kits sound pretty convenient, but let's break down the drape method first. Sterile field notes really dives into the nitty-gritty of setting one up. What are some things people might not realize about using sterile drapes?
It's all about technique. You have to be mindful of every move. Make sure nothing non-sterile touches the sterile parts of that drape.
It's like you have to treat it as if it were like, some delicate piece of art or something.
Exactly. Even the outer edges of that drape are considered contaminated. You have to be super careful when opening and unfolding it, almost like a parachute. You want it to open smoothly without ever touching the ground.
So every movement matters. I'm starting to see why they call it a field. It's like navigating a minefield of potential contamination. One wrong move and boom, you've compromised the whole thing.
That's a great analogy. And hand hygiene. That's our number one weapon in this minefield. Both sources really hammer that home.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to wash your hands like it's your job, because in this case, it kind of is.
Literally. You're not just protecting yourself. The patient's health is on the line.
Speaking of protection, let's talk about what happens if something does touch the sterile field. Is it game over? Like, do you have to start the whole process from scratch?
You got it, game over. According to both sterile field and sterile field notes, any compromise means hitting the reset button. You discard everything, scrub in again, and create a brand new field.
Wow, no pressure or anything. I guess it really highlights the importance of staying focused, aware of your surroundings every single second.
Exactly. It's about minimizing risk. And those strict rules are there for a reason.
You wouldn't believe how many healthcare-associated infections could be prevented with meticulous sterile technique, right?
It's true.
And it's not like those infections are just a minor inconvenience either.
Right. They can range from annoying to downright life-threatening, especially for patients who are already vulnerable.
So every step we take to maintain sterility is a step towards better outcomes for patients.
Mm.
It's literally about saving lives.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this topic so crucial and honestly pretty inspiring. It's about taking something as simple as a sterile field and recognizing the enormous impact it has on patient well-being.
Okay, so let's say we've got our sterile field all set up, whether it's a drape or a kit, we're scrubbed in, laser focused. What are some of the big do's and don'ts for keeping things squeaky clean once the action starts?
Well, sterile field is very clear. Once you've established that sterile zone, it's like stepping into a safe space. Only sterile items and sterile gloved hands are allowed to cross that boundary.
So that means no itching your nose with a sterile glove on.
Definitely not. And think twice before reaching across the field or turning your back on it. It's all about maintaining that invisible shield of protection around the patient.
Speaking of shields, what about those expiration dates on sterile packages?
Mm.
Sterile Field Notes mentions them, and I've always wondered, is that really that big of a deal?
Huge deal. Those expiration dates aren't just friendly suggestions. Over time, even the packaging on sterile items, it can become compromised. You know, letting in those pesky microbes we're working so hard to keep out.
Yeah, you don't want any surprise guests crashing the sterile party. It's like a microscopic hole letting in a whole army of bacteria.
Exactly. And speaking of keeping things out, let's say we've got our sterile field all set up, our hands are squeaky clean, and now we need to add some instruments. Is there like a special technique for that? You know, like a delicate handoff or something?
It's like a truss fall, but with scalpels.
That's a pretty good way to put it. Sterile Field Notes has a whole section dedicated to adding sterile items. You can't just go in there ripping open packages like it's a bag of chips, right? We've got to maintain that sterile zone. Think about angles when you're peeling back those package flaps carefully, avoiding any contact with non-sterile surfaces. It's all about precision.
So basically what you're saying is I shouldn't be the one handing you instruments anytime soon. I'm more of a rip and pour kind of person.
Maybe stick to the coffee run for now. But in all seriousness, this is where experience and practice are really key. And it's important to remember that maintaining a sterile field, it's often a team effort.
Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say. And our sources do mention delegation. You know, having different members of the healthcare team assist with maintaining sterility. But how does that work? I mean, it seems kind of risky to have multiple people involved.
It can be if it's not done right. Sterile Field talks about the importance of making sure tasks are assigned based on someone's skill level and experience. So, for example, a seasoned nurse, they might delegate the opening of a sterile package to a newer nurse, but they'll be supervising closely to make sure everything stays pristine.
So it's not just about dividing up tasks, it's about really understanding everyone's roles and experience levels.
Exactly. And communication is absolutely key here. Everyone needs to be on the same page about who's doing what, especially when you're dealing with such a critical area like a sterile field.
Right. One wrong move could compromise the whole thing. Speaking of potentially messy situations, I noticed that Sterile Field Notes mention specific heights for pouring sterile solutions. So what's the deal with that? Why is the pouring height so important?
Think about it. You're trying to avoid any splashes. Those little droplets, they could contaminate the sterile field. So both sources recommend pouring from about 4 to 6 inches above the container. Not too high, not too low.
Wow. It's amazing how something so seemingly simple, pouring a solution, becomes so technical in this context.
It is.
But it really shows the level of detail that healthcare professionals have to consider every single day.
It all comes back to minimizing risk and protecting the patient. And speaking of protection, we can't forget about our own personal protective equipment. Those sterile gloves are essential for maintaining a sterile field.
It's like suiting up in armor, getting ready to battle those invisible enemies. But honestly, I've fumbled with sterile gloves more times than I can count.
It definitely takes practice. Sterile Field Notes breaks it down step by step. But the key is you have to avoid touching the outside of the gloves with your bare hands. You use one gloved hand to carefully manipulate the other as you're putting it on. It's almost like a delicate dance, kind of like origami with latex.
Okay, so I'm hearing no dramatic glove snapping like they do in the movies.
Definitely not. And remember, taking those gloves off is just as crucial as putting them on.
Oh.
Sterile Field really emphasizes the importance of containing any potential contamination. So you turn the first glove inside out as you're removing it, and then you use that glove, the one you just took off, to grab and remove the second glove, keeping all the icky stuff contained.
Wow, it's a whole process. Yeah. I have a newfound appreciation for healthcare workers. We've talked a lot about the how of sterile fields, the techniques, the rules. But I think it's important to circle back to the why. Why are we taking all these precautions, being so incredibly careful? What's the ultimate goal of maintaining a sterile field?
It all boils down to one crucial thing, patient safety.
At the end of the day, that's what matters most.
Exactly. And Sterile Field puts it really well. Healthcare-associated infections, they're a serious problem. And a sterile field, that's our front line of defense.
And those infections, they're not just a minor inconvenience, are they? We touched on that earlier.
Absolutely not. They can be incredibly dangerous, even deadly, especially for patients who are already vulnerable. So every step we take to maintain sterility, it's a step towards better outcomes for those patients.
So it's not an exaggeration to say that these techniques, these seemingly small details that we've been talking about, they can actually save lives.
You got it. And that's what makes this topic so important and honestly pretty inspiring. It's about recognizing the power of these practices.
It really is. It's like we're these invisible guardians protecting patients from these unseen threats. Every swipe of disinfectant, every careful fold of a drape, it all matters.
I love that analogy. It really highlights the level of dedication and precision that goes into this work. And it makes you wonder, how will this invisible battleground evolve in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. With all the technology advancements happening in healthcare, how do you think sterile fields might change?
Well, we're already seeing some pretty incredible innovations, like, you know, those space age bandages that seem to stick to themselves.
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are made with advanced materials that are designed to be extra good at blocking microbes and sterilization techniques. They're constantly improving, getting more and more sophisticated.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right. But imagine a future where robotic surgical assistants are just like standard in the operating room.
Oh, wow.
Think about the level of precision they could bring to maintaining a sterile field. It'd be like having a superpowered scrub nurse.
That's incredible. No more fumbling with gloves for me.
Exactly. And sterile field even touches on the potential of nanotechnology. Like, what if we could actually neutralize pathogens in real time, right there at the source?
Okay, now that's straight out of Star Trek.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to think about the possibilities. Hmm. I mean, who knows what the future holds?
It's true. Technology has the potential to really minimize human error and just enhance sterility in ways that, you know, we can only dream of right now. But no matter how advanced things get, it always comes back to that core mission, providing the safest and most effective care for every patient. And that human element will always be essential.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like we've covered so much ground in this deep dive. We talked about the nitty-gritty of setting up a sterile field, the reasons behind all those strict rules. We even took a peek into the future.
It really makes you appreciate how much goes into such a seemingly simple concept, right?
It really does. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that maintaining a sterile field, it's not just about following a set of rules. It's about understanding the why behind those rules. It's about precision, awareness, teamwork, and this deep commitment to patient safety. It's about creating a space where skilled professionals can perform their magic and patients can heal without the fear of those invisible threats.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So next time you see those blue drapes in a medical show, or maybe even in real life, take a moment to appreciate the science, the skill, and the dedication that go into creating that seemingly simple yet incredibly important sterile field. And remember, it's not just about the drama. It's about protecting patients and saving lives.
Well said.
That's a wrap on Sterile Fields. Thanks for diving deep with us today. And hey, here's something to ponder as you go about your day. If you could invent one piece of technology to improve sterile fields, what would it be? Let us know. Until next time, stay curious.